JFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Delightful tea party, isn't it, General Booker?
If you like tea parties.
The guests are certainly enjoying themselves, sir. That's the third tray of hors d'oeuvres LeBeau has sent in.
The fat little lady in the red dress has been eating steadily over an hour and a half.
That's my wife.
Did I say red dress? I meant green dress, of course. I'm colorblind, you know.
Clank, you meant the lady in the red dress, and she has been eating steadily for an hour and a half.
I'm sure Mrs. Burkholder was famished when she arrived. It's a long trip to this camp, you know.
Exactly 2 miles. And she ate a sandwich in the car.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Yes. Hi.
No one gets out of here alive. The Don and Mike Show.
Mommy boobies.
Hey, Paula Goldstein.
I'm not happy.
Uh-oh.
Mommy boobies.
As yesterday's positive report card shows, children do learn.
Uh-huh.
My goodness gracious me.
Al Roker, a brownish-colored seafoam. Ew, that can't be good. What's that look like?
Looks like baby vomit.
Ew. That's what I thought. We played some Hogan's Heroes there.
Hi.
Because today is Rocktober 1st.
Rocktober, baby.
So we're going to call various bars in Munich, Germany.
Where it's Rocktoberfest.
Uh-huh. Rocktoberfest. These numbers researched by Rob Speedbump.
He would know.
Rob?
He's been to München.
Before we talk about your homeland.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
How about the celebration of King Ludwig?
How about the softer side of the lead Nazi for the Don and Mike Show?
Father of the Year.
Yesterday, really.
Even Hitler took a day off.
You were above and beyond. You are, generally speaking, on a scale of 1 to 10 as far as lazy fathers go.
Right.
You're right up there like at a solid 5.
Right.
But yesterday, you were over the top 10.
Yeah, and the day before, too, because of the trip to King's Dominion. It was really all about Robert. It was his birthday weekend.
You know, you blew me away when I came in today and you said, I said, how was King's Dominion? You said 8.5 hours. I can't imagine with my kids being in a theme park for more than 4 hours.
Well, he wanted to go, and we said that we would stay as long as he wanted to stay. And we thought, that wouldn't be very long.
So those were the rules for him going in. You said, we can stay as long as you want to stay.
Yeah, and he had, Buzz, but you two have dealt with 5-year-olds before.
Right.
And you know that if you can go.
Buzz, think about your cats here.
Don't be sorry. I am thinking about the cats. Buzz is taking his cats to amusement parks.
Storybook land.
Unfortunately, they don't let them on the roller coaster.
But, we went down there. It's about 2 hours from where I live to King's Dominion. And we, as long as he wanted to stay, we'd let him stay. And he did 2 meltdowns at 8.5 hours.
Wow.
And really, that's not bad.
No.
Because he's fueled on slushies and cotton candy and funnel cakes. And so, really, that's not too bad. And I really should take a moment to say, if he's listening, which he shouldn't be, Carrie, because you're a good parent, you won't let him listen. But happy birthday to my son who turned 5 yesterday.
Amen. Happy birthday, Robert.
Yeah. He is awesome. Yeah. He is just awesome.
He is a great kid.
He's the greatest, Robert.
He was excited to bring in cupcakes and sliced apples to his preschool today. Uh-huh. And he said the cupcakes went a lot faster than the sliced apples.
Huh.
So there you go.
Cupcakes are fun.
But it was a pretty good day at King's Dominion, which is a pretty big amusement park near Richmond.
Right.
And the funny thing is there weren't many lines because it's late in the season.
Right. How come you didn't go to Hershey Fart?
Didn't like to go north, like to go south.
Okay, very good.
Like to go to Gang's Dominion.
Mm-hmm.
And normally, and anyone who's gone to a theme park knows this, when you're in line
Dan Snyder's Great America?
Yes.
It's so much cleaner than it used to be.
It really
is. Is that what
it's
called, or is it Six Flags?
I don't know. What is it?
I think it's Six Flags.
It's Wild World.
Six Flags. It'll always be Wild World.
Dan Snyder's Wild World.
I thought it was Six Flags of Value is the name of it now. So the one ride where we really had to wait in line was the one ride Robert wanted to go to first. It's called Scooby's Haunted Mansion.
Ooh.
And it's everything that he loves because you get to ride and see all the characters from Scooby-Doo and you shoot ghosts.
Okay.
So we're in a line for a long time and then right behind us, and you've done this before, I'm sure, you build up sort of like a passive relationship with people that you're in line with.
Yeah,
you keep going back and forth, and you're listening to them. And there's a family of 600 behind me.
And is it one of those deals, of course, where they've got the line that goes back, forth, back,
of course.
Forth? It's great, great odor.
The Disneyland line.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Where you really, you feel like you're going somewhere, you never go anywhere.
I believe Disney created that, right?
Yeah,
Disney was
so.
The first theme park to really create that little stall.
Yeah, you can be, it's a back and forth deal where you can be 8 feet from your destination, but there's 300 people.
Yeah, and they're going back and forth and back and forth. Same way they slaughter cattle.
Exactly.
Right.
And, you know, that's equally pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
So we're waiting in line, and there's this redneck family behind us that are literally, they're all in huge jeans and the slingshot, the wife beater t-shirts. And I'm listening to their talk, and it's just so entertaining. And you really can't comment anything because they're, you know, 2 feet behind you. But I'm making eye contact with Carrie, and she's enjoying it as much. Great comments like when there's monitors that have clips of Scooby-Doo. And they say, I've seen that one. I've seen that one. He is definitely the ghost.
But the temperature was okay, so you probably didn't have the kind of high humidity 90-degree odor that you normally get.
One would think. But you're packed into this small area. There's no wind because it's like in the Scooby-Doo Grove.
Were there anybody...
and there's direct sunlight.
Were there any people that had gone on the water rides, you know?
Whitewater Canyon closed for the day, so I didn't see a lot of dripping people.
That's the worst.
How about real fat people?
Lots of real... I think it was half price if you're ugly day.
Well, that's every day.
Any cheaters in wheelchairs?
Gang's Dominion.
I didn't know if they were cheaters or just the legs didn't work.
Well, that's
anymore.
The whole reason the scam works, because you don't...
Saw
you're
a lot of
gonna,
hefties, yeah.
You're not going to confront them.
When they're hover around?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
you're not really going to walk up. Nobody's really going to walk up to somebody and say, I don't think you're handicapped. I don't think you need to be in that wheelchair. I don't think you need to get to go to the front of the line.
As a matter of fact, there was a hover around in front of us at the Scooby-Doo
What
ride.
Is a hover around?
That's if you watch The Price is Right, you'll know it. This is the top of the line scooter.
It's your rascal, Mike. It's like,
oh, it's the rascal.
With a very wide seat.
It's
and
the Rolls Royce of rascals.
And that's even better because you don't even have to move your arms.
And they can provide it at little or no cost to you, or it's free.
The hover round.
The hover round. Oh, and they have you seen the new one that they use I Get Around as the jingle for it? Round, round, hover round.
You know, this made me think of something totally off base, but give me 1 second.
Okay.
Saw something pretty amazing when we were out running errands after we went to Robbie's party yesterday. We stopped at CVS. Janet had to pick up some meds, whatever. And as she was coming out, she said, oh, look it. That guy over there is getting busted big time. And we're coming out of CVS in the parking lot. I said, I don't see any cops around. She said, no, look at that guy right there. You see that guy in the handicap spot?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I said, what about it? I said, what's the deal? She said, I spotted it as soon as we came in. I said, what are you talking about? She said, the guy with the handicap tag, the thing that hangs from his rearview mirror,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
He had simply gotten one and made a photocopy of it, and Janet could tell when we pulled in, just because these are the things that she looks at,
right.
That the color was not
it
right.
It was off?
Yeah. Her mom has one.
Oh, you mean those are things that are actual originals and they can be counterfeited?
Listen, I'm here to tell you, we've used, when Janet's mom has been down or when Big Frieda's been down,
right.
I use it if I go to a Redskins game.
It's magnificent, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, because you get to park right up front. The thought of counterfeiting one.
Price Club's another great use for it.
The thought of counterfeiting one had never occurred to me.
Until.
And apparently, Janet told me that this is a big deal. And she said, I knew right away that was bogus as soon as we pulled in. I said, why didn't you tell me? She said, it's one of those little things. If I told you, you would have just given me that look like, stop talking. I said, well, you know, now I'm interested what's happening. And as we walked by the car, goddamn, if someone who had a real legitimate handicap tag was not parking in the guy that wanted to leave saying, you got a fake one.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Wow. And the thing really that was hanging from his mirror upon closer examination, you know, the real ones are dark, dark blue.
Okay. Right. All right.
And they have a foil strip now too, like a reflective foil strip.
Huh. I didn't even notice that. But the one that the guy had was light blue like this.
Right. Like he'd done it on his computer.
Sure.
Yeah, and Janet said that that's quite a racket.
And he was getting busted by a person who was a legitimate handicap sticker person.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. That must have been a good floor show.
It was good. We watched it for about 5 minutes.
Fantastic.
After.
Not only that, but I've seen people get carded because you have your name on it. So if you were to borrow someone's, I've heard about this.
See, the thing about that to me.
I would get so busted when I borrow.
Yeah, but if you have to have the person with you. Like, that's why I would like to take my Aunt Gail, say, to the Price Club with me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right before Christmas. And come on, Gail, I know you need something.
She could just sit in the car or come in with you.
Whatever she wants to do.
Oh, see, I guess the only people, though, that really legitimately bust out a person that's using a fake handicap
thing.
That's what
Janet was saying to me. She said the only reason that the person stopped the guy in the car was because, and she said she knew this from being around her mom so much, is that it was an obvious forgery.
So if the person that is legitimately handicapped sees the guy walking legitimately without even a limp from the store.
Right.
Oh, that is very cool.
I don't know enough of the details about it. I don't know if it had anything to do with even walking. I don't think the guy even got out of his car. I think
it was
apparent to the person that wanted to use the tag, that the guy had the thing hanging from his rearview mirror.
Wouldn't it be incredible, though, even if a handicapped person was busting another person out, and the guy said, just give me a minute, and then he got out of the car, and he had those little spring feet, you know, for the amputees, you know, the little spring feet that they...
You
that
ain't
they
got no legs, Lieutenant Dan.
That type of thing. You know, which is still never fails to amaze me. The amputees...
And amuse.
stop it, Rob.
Can we play a game?
You know, those things where they're like the little spring feet.
They can jump a mile.
And they can run like a legitimate race,
they
a sprint.
Like half barrel rings almost.
Very, very cool.
Very cool. They are neat.
But, I mean, that's the only person that can bust out a handicapped person is somebody who's legitimately handicapped.
And then the entire way home, because I was asking about this, I said to Jan, I said, what's the deal with that? And she said, it's a very specific color of blue that apparently throughout all 50 states, there's some deal. She said, it's like trying to counterfeit a dollar bill.
And everybody can, and you can legitimately be busted, right?
Oh, it's a big deal.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
But there was a guy in a hover round in front of me at the Scooby-Doo line.
Thank you. You got it back on track. Thank
you. But the people behind me were the entertaining ones that were really commenting loudly on the clips of Scooby-Doo. Never full episodes.
Look at that Scooby-Doo.
That is the best one because I've seen that one.
Come on, go on a Scooby-Doo ride. We got to leave here and go to the Rock movie.
So when you get to when you're getting in your car, they have posters on the wall that have all the characters from Scooby-Doo and their likes and dislikes.
I could tell that you were in the line for a long time. Otherwise, you wouldn't notice that.
This is really entertaining to most people because you get to know like Shaggy's last name. And
right.
When they were in there, they got up, they were right behind me, and they saw Velma, who was the brainy chick, the orange sweater.
The hot one, incidentally.
She got red hair?
No,
she's the dark hair.
That's
dark
Daphne.
Hair, okay. With the glasses, big boobs.
Oh, yeah, Velma.
Right behind me.
The big cartoon boobs.
The head neck says,
big boobs.
Look, this is about Velma. It says she wants to be in Mensa. What is that? And I looked at Carrie, and she looked at me, and our eyes were like saucers because we're about to explode at this point.
Right.
And then there's a pause. He says, I've never heard of no Mensa. And it's everything in my power. Just to say, it's really nothing that you need to bother about.
Don't worry about it, sir.
So the Scooby-Doo ride was great. Then Robert, it's a lot of competition between him and his sister, who is 21 months older. And Julia said that she was too scared to go on the Scooby-Doo roller coaster.
Oh.
And so Robert said, I want to go on the Scooby-Doo roller coaster.
And he's tall enough to be able to go on?
Yeah, I think you have to be 44 inches. He's 46.
All right.
And so I said, I'll take him on. Mm-hmm. And you know the pictures they do when you go over the hill?
Yeah, oh, they're all big on that. They do that everywhere now. That's the little automatic photos you get when you're coming down the
steepest. I brought some photographic evidence, and actually we're going to put this on the web because that's the little boy who was brave enough to go on the roller coaster.
Oh, he's scared, though. Look at him.
But here's what was great is the minute that roller coaster stopped, he looked at me and said, Daddy, that was great.
Like, yeah. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah, I saw it.
Great
picture. I love that picture, Rob.
And he said, that was great. And I said, you know what? Your sister wasn't brave enough to do it. And he was just all teeth.
And you know what I love about this picture? It's a multicultural picture,
that
too.
That is. That looks like his birthday party.
Mike, I mentioned that to Rob. I said, how did you manage to get a Chinese family behind you?
Yeah.
And a Middle Eastern family in front of you.
Well, because there's only one back.
I swear to God, this has got to go on the website.
There's only one back seat to a roller coaster car. They couldn't all be put in the back seat, which is what I requested, and nobody was able to do it.
Now, I have a question for you. Is with the look on Robert's face because he's a little nervous about being on the roller coaster or that he's perhaps being crushed to death?
No, that
is. I'm curious about that.
Look at his hands on the
bar. One thing about that picture, I'll tell you. Now, he is Rob's son.
Right.
So, you know, he's a big boy.
Yes, he's a big boy.
Look at how comparatively tiny he is.
I know,
compared to Rob in that picture.
He's leaning into the wall. And the whole day would have been just miserable if it hadn't been for the most magnificent discovery of ours or anyone else's time. As I was leaving the park, I have seen it. I have had it. Fried Oreo cookies.
Oh, wow. Oh, God.
God.
Fried cookies.
Now, what they are.
Fried, deep fried Oreos.
Battered and deep fried Oreos. And what happens is chemical, Mike. This is not just a fried cookie. This is something magnificent. Eight to a serving and served with dusted powdered sugar.
We'll put the
because it needs more.
We'll put the picture of Robin and Robert up on our website.
Yeah, I'd like for people to see that. I'm very proud of him. He did a great job.
Very nice.
DonnaMikeWebsite.com. Hello there. Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, I just wanted to say, my brother's got cerebral palsy. He's in a wheelchair, and whenever we go to King's Dominion, we'll take like 10 people with us, and they always let us go through the exit and ride it at the ride as many times as we want to, like 10 times if we want to ride it 10 times. And the new tags, he just got a new tag to hang from the rearview mirror, and it has a barcode on it now where they can, I guess they can scan them. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Like any old cop can scan one of those things?
It kind of looks like if you get a package from like,
I know what you mean, just a standard barcode.
Regular old barcode. Right.
Yeah,
so you get to go through the exit and ride the ride as many times as you want?
Ride it 10 times if we want to. My brother, he's got CP, but he loves everything, and we ride it like 10 times.
Rob, get me Mike the CP Comics number, because I want to go.
Hello, Mike.
You can ride it 10 times, but I don't know what Mensa is.
So, I got a question about the fried Oreos.
Yes.
Did they have all the fried stuff? Like, I've seen them where they have the fried Twinkies, too.
Go, you're wasting your time.
Really?
Fried Oreo
hello.
Cookies.
Donna Mike Show, hello.
The cookie changes to like a brownie.
Ooh. Hello.
And the filling remains intact.
Hi there.
Filling.
It's like you guys are talking about sex.
This
hello?
Was like sex. It was the closest I got to sex that day.
Hello, you're on the air. Donna Mike.
Hey, Donna Mike.
Hi.
My wife and I routinely love using her 80-year-old mother's hang tag, and most of the time when she's not around. And normally what we do so we don't get busted is my wife will and I will agree what handicap or ailment that I have before I get out of the car. And the one time that someone actually said, hey, what's up with you? You don't look like you've got a handicap. I said, sir, I'm blind. I'm like, oh, okay.
What if you just got out of the driver's seat?
Had you been driving?
Yeah, yeah.
That's okay. I'm blind. Okay.
Then you get off the hook if you scrape someone next to you, too, because really, all told, you did very well.
No problem.
I am blind. Robbie, okay, yes. When we come back, we'll be calling your homeland.
Good.
Because today is Oktoberfest.
They fry everything over there, too.
Ah, yes, Munich. Do you have some fried Oreo?
This is very chocolate.
We can do Bar Munich. We can do, this has got to be a good one, Das Hofbrauhaus.
Oh, the Hofbrauhaus. Yeah, I've been there.
How about the Bavarian Hotel Bar?
Dankeschön.
Joe Pena's.
Yeah.
That sounds like it's Acapulco.
Well, they answered in German.
Okay.
But they spoke English beautifully.
Das Orlando Keller.
Dad, welcome. We're going to have some fried Oreo and send you a drink to big steins of beer. And
squeeze the child. Make him ride the roller coaster.
Ba Munchkin, hello.
It'll be interesting because normally when we call Ireland, we can actually have dialogue. This time they won't speak the language.
They might speak some.
Mm-hmm.
I think they speak our tapes.
What makes a Nazi?
No.
How does he get that way?
What is that word? Keep that out of the conversation.
Be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.